Welcome to the Thrive Time Show on Talk Radio 1170.
It's the Thrive Time Show on the radio. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. It's all about you.
All about you.
All about you.
All about you.
All about you. Yeah. So we bring the boom.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to The Conversation. It is the Thrive Time Show on your radio. And we had a Thriver that had emailed in a lot of questions about how to hire new employees. He had a lot of questions about how to hire new employees. We're working through all of the steps. Step number one, you've got to set that group interview in stone in your calendar. Get that group interview. That has to happen every single week. We do our group interviews every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Interview all the candidates at one time. It works. Now the next move is, once you bring somebody on board, you've got to have your onboarding documents arranged and organized, have them all digitally saved and backed up. I've told you the seven documents that you need to have on the previous segment. And because I'm a benevolent dictator, if you come into our in-person workshop, I will give these documents to you, thus saving you thousands upon thousands of dollars of legal fees to have somebody create these for you. In fact, Chuck, we have the write-up forms we give to all of our listeners when they attend our workshop. The actual, a lot of people say, well, what do I do when an employee doesn't do their job? How do you write somebody up? How do you do that? I have the write-up forms for you. I have the I-9 forms for you. We have the direct deposit form. We have the confidentiality and non-compete documents. We have the policies and handbooks. We have the W-4. We have it all for you. But we can't help you if we don't get to know you. I would definitely recommend you book your tickets for the June Thrive Time Show workshop. Then once you do the group interview every week, now what you got to do is every Monday, I do our team meeting at 9 a.m. But you have to have a team meeting every single week. Now, Adam, as you're growing your tip-top location out there in Owosso, Oklahoma, you just hired your first guy, a wonderful guy by the name of William or Willie or Bill or Billy. You hired this guy. Are you going to call him Willie? Billy? What are you going to call this man? He's got so many options, but the name like William, he could do a lot. He has a lot to work with there.
We'll go with Billy.
Okay, Billy.
So Billy.
Nice and easy.
So you're going to hire Billy, and so then have you guys thought about when you're going to have your weekly team meeting yet?
Not officially, no.
Can I tell you what's really, really weird but really, really necessary?
Yeah.
Really, really weird and really necessary is when you have a team meeting and you have a total of two people.
Well, me and you.
That's when you need to have the meeting the most.
Right.
Okay.
And when companies don't do it. That's when a small business owner won't do it, but that's when you have to do it. Because the it feels weird when you work for a business owner where there are 10 employees or less. You feel like you're part of some weird platoon that might not return from the moon. You feel like you're on some weird Spartan you're not sure if it's a real thing or not when you work for a small business. And 65% of the jobs that have been created in America over the past decade, we'll put this on the show notes, have been created by small business owners. So that means that 6 out of 10 people listening to this show work for somebody who is a small business owner. And if you work with a business owner and they do not have a weekly team meeting, it gets really weird. So I'm going to give you the rules here for the team meeting, and we'll put this on the show notes. It has to be at the same time, on the same day, with the same agenda, and it has to start on time and end on time. I'll repeat the rules. It has to be at the same time, at the same day, every week. Same agenda. It has to start on time and end on time. And here is the agenda for the meeting. And I'll pull it up on the big screen here so you can see it here. So what you do is that meeting needs to start on time. So let's just say, in my case, we have a team meeting. It always starts at Monday at 9 a.m. It always starts on time. Why? Because it sets the precedent for the way everything works. It's on time. Start that meeting on time. Respect everybody's time. Bam. Then you want to start off the meeting with good news. And the good news is like, here are the things that happened this week that are good. And sometimes you have to conjure up some kind of good news because you're having a bad week. You got to, what's good? Do we have a review that came in from a recent dog training client? Was that good? Do we have a happy customer? Anybody have a birthday? Is anybody here not dead? Oh, we got that one. Nice. Okay, great. I mean, you got to really find some. And then I always like to put a little game gamification, if you will, in our meetings. Have a little fun. So we might have a an arm wrestling competition.
We had a water bottle taste off challenge just a couple weeks ago.
Is this an expensive brand or is this something that's not expensive?
Or tap water.
Or tap water. We have name that beverage. We'll do name that tune. We're gonna do name that tune here soon. I mean, there's endless games, but you want to have at least 5 or 10 minutes of fun right there. You gotta have some fun. It's got to be they have to have a little fun in the office environment. This just in for all the boring bosses out there. Make your work fun. Whistle while you work.
That's what I was just about to bring up. We were talking yesterday about that. If you've got people that are whistling or singing around your place of work, your office, your restaurant, whatever that is, that means you know you've got a good environment and a good culture going.
Right. So, in our office, people we were there today, we're like, is it like a road trip over there? All the ladies are singing together.
There was like 8 of them, and some of them like, don't even know the words. Woo!
they get into the chorus of the song, and it's like, we hope this place. We found love in a hopeless place. We found love and a
hopeless.
But you know that you know they like their job when all of them are openly not knowing the verse,
right?
And they're belting it out. We found love in a we found love in a. That's how you know you're having fun.
They're laughing.
In the office.
Right. This is good stuff.
Then you need to report. You need to follow up the report. You report what was supposed to be done last week. The scorecard. You go over the numbers. Did we hit our numbers? Did you do your job? Did you get the reviews? Did you close the deals? What's your conversion percentage? You go over, and everybody has to have a number. And you follow up on those numbers, and you make sure that everybody is doing their job. You follow up. Then.
Can I jump in on this real quick on that part? When you're getting to the part, the reporting mode that Clay was just talking about and the next step, when you're first implementing this, if this is new for you, you need to set these expectations so these people know what numbers they are going to be held accountable for. Because things get weird when they show up and you're expecting them to present numbers and they didn't know it and they probably didn't do it. So let them know and say, hey, I am going to hold you accountable every week in this meeting to these numbers, so come prepared.
Then you identify and you discuss, then you solve problems. If there's a problem, you identify the problem, you solve the problem, you discuss the problem, and you assign the to-do list. So everyone leaves the meeting knowing what they need to get done. And then next week, you follow up with what you assigned last week. And you just do this over and over and over.
Over and over.
Let me tell you a company that's been doing things over and over correctly. This is a Christian-owned automotive repair shop that we have the honor of working with. It's RC Auto Specialists. These guys are a Christian-owned business, and if you have a Ford vehicle, large truck, if you have some kind of large Ford vehicle, a truck, and you need to get that thing fixed, Chip, what are some of the things they do over there at RC Auto Specialists?
So they work on, basically, they've had 80 combined years of experience working on Ford. So they're your Ford specialist. They can go from the Fiesta all the way up to the Powerstroke F-350, oil change, service, repairs, whatever you need done. These guys are located over at 5822 South 107th East Avenue in Tulsa. Their phone number is 918-872-8115. Again, that's 918-872-8115. And their website is rcautospecialists.com. rcautospecialists.com. Call today, and Clay's going to give you a copy of his book, Thrive.
Yeah.
Schedule that repair today.
If you schedule that repair today, I'm going to give you a copy of my book, Thrive. You get that thing. All you got to do, though, is go to rcautospecialists.com. If you're driving a Ford truck and you need to get that thing fixed, check out our good friends at RC Auto Specialist. Tell them Clay Clark sent you, and we'll give you a free copy of my book, Thrive.
They also work with a company called Little Loves, and they're a nonprofit. They support orphans across the globe. So if you guys work with them, you're actually going to help out some kids that need help too.
And they do a great job every single week, and that's what it takes to grow a successful company. So you have to have a weekly team meeting where you follow up every single week. You got to do it every single week. And we come back from the break, I'm going to walk you through the final step you need to take to onboard new employees, and that is identifying the key performance indicators that every employee is accountable for. Everybody has to know their numbers. Everyone has to know what they're going to be held accountable for, or they're not going to hit the mark. Stay tuned. It's the Thrive Time Show on your radio. We're talking about employee onboarding.
Attend the world's best business workshop led by America's number one business coach for free by subscribing on iTunes and leaving us an objective review. Claim your tickets by emailing us proof that you did it and your contact information to info@thrivetimeshow.com.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to the conversation. We had a Thriver that emailed us to info@thrivetimeshow.com. thethrivetimeshow.com, and they had a lot of questions. I'm going to read off their questions, and we're going to answer their questions one by one as we're talking all about hiring new employees, how to onboard new employees. So the first statement is, hey, I have a company that's been in business for 20 years, but it's always but just been my wife and I. How do you figure out the best way to set up merit-based pay? Okay. This merit-based pay is basically you're paying people for doing their job well, and you're paying them less for doing a poor job. You pay poor performers less and great performers more. And so what you have to do is you have to figure out what is the number that you're going to hold somebody accountable for. So I'm going to give you all sorts of examples there, Thrive Nation, and hopefully one of these will resonate with you. So if you, let's say you are a company that builds buildings. You build, you build like churches, you build schools, you build commercial shopping centers. The three metrics you'd want to hold your, let's say, you hold your people accountable for would be what? Getting things done on time. You want to hold people accountable for getting the project done on time. You want to hold people accountable for getting it done on budget or under budget. And you'd want to hold people accountable for the reviews that they're getting from the customers. Are the customers happy? Those are the three things. On time, on budget, and are they happy? In your case, Adam, you guys train dogs. So you would want to go over, are the customers happy? Are they giving us a review? So if I worked for you and my job is to train dogs, you'd let me know that, hey, listen, every customer that you work with should be happy. And therefore, if they leave us a positive Google review as a result of you training the dog, I'm going to give you a bonus. And then I would say to you, most employees would say, but what if they don't give me a review? Then I would say, well, then you would say, well, if you did a really good job, they'll be motivated to want to. They might even go as far as to make a Gmail account just for you. But I'm going to give you a bonus based upon if they're happy or not, based upon the Google reviews. Not based upon what they said to you, but based upon the Google reviews. Second, I'm going to give you a bonus based on your conversion percentage. So if you do a Tip-Top Canine, can you tell all the listeners what your special is you guys offer at Tip-Top Canine, your no-brainer offer that you guys offer each and every week out there at Tip-Top Canine Owosso?
Yeah, we offer our first lesson for $1.
So, $1.
Yeah, we come out and we do the first lesson for just $1.
So, again, I have to say I have a dog. The dog is starting to eat everything that I hold of value. The dog is starting to jump on me. The dog is starting to no longer be a puppy. It's starting to annoy me. And I don't know whether I want to invest the money in hiring Tip Top Canine or not because it could cost a lot of money. I've heard some trainers are thousands of dollars. I don't know what my price would be. You're saying the first lesson is just $1.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when you typically do your first lesson for $1, what percentage of the people that do the $1 trial typically become a customer for you?
I think right now I'm looking at like over 70%.
70%
is what I'm average.
Yeah, so that means that 7 out of 10 people are so impressed with the training that they're signing up to be a client.
Yes.
And by the way, that's very high. Elephants in the room, we're like the first haircut for elephant in the room is $1, and we usually get 6 out of 10 people to sign up for a membership because they like it so much. 7 out of 10 is very high. That's very good. So that's a good thing. But all I'd say is if I worked for you, you would say, Clay, you have to convert at least, and you have to set the number. And most people only do the minimum standard. So you have to set the number that it's acceptable. Another example, I'm just trying to give people examples. I am a huge Tim Tebow fan and a Tim Tebow apologist. I loved when he played in the NFL for the Broncos. Josh McDaniels, the former quarterback coach of the Patriots, became the head coach of the Broncos and decided he would gamble and sign Tim Tebow. And Tim Tebow completed less than half of his passes, which is terrible. That means that if you're throwing the ball ten times, he only threw it into the hands of his receiver 5 out of 10 times. No, he didn't. He was like 4 out of 10 times. He had many games. I remember watching a game where he'd completed like 3 of 15 passes to start, and they somehow came back and won. But like, you have to complete the passes at least 60% of the time if you want to play in the NFL. If you want to play in the NFL not for long, then you just complete 3 out of 10. But there's a number. If you played baseball, there's a number. Your batting average. If you want to go to the Hall of Fame and you're a professional baseball player, you need to bat .333. You need to get a hit a third of the time. But what is the number? What's the number? Everyone has to have a number, Chuck.
You want to tie these numbers into things that make the company money or push the company closer to their overall goals, right?
Right.
So you want to incentivize the people not just to put in a shift, not just to work their time, but like Clay was saying, let's say you've got salespeople. Okay, guys, you got to make 100 outbound calls every single day because that directly leads to money coming into the company.
And so I'll give you an example of a company that everyone who works there knows their number. And these are the numbers, okay? These guys build schools. They build churches. They build buildings. Chuck, what are some of the buildings that Williams Contracting has built over the years, my friend?
So they have built, it looks like, let me pull this thing up here.
He's pulling it up right now, folks. He's got a fairly
Northeastern State University. So okay. Northeastern State University. They've done a lot of work for those guys.
Yes.
They do pharmacies. They did Care First Pharmacy in Tulsa and Broken Arrow, Northside Vet Clinic in Muskogee.
I've noticed that the tourism in Okmulgee has really increased. A lot of people are driving to Okmulgee just to see the Okmulgee County Judicial Authority building.
Same thing with Hilldale. They've got a new $8 million public schools facility.
Chup, I have often thought about traveling to Okmulgee just to see the new jail annex.
I've done.
I don't have a big curiosity to see the whole jail.
No, just
the annex.
Just
and I'll tell you why. It's because the good folks at Williams Contracting have built this building.
That's right.
But I'm serious. Here are the numbers that they hold their team accountable for. Getting the project done on time. Getting it done on budget or under budget.
Right.
Right? They did this. And they want to make sure they get a great review as a result of doing a great job.
That's true.
So these guys at Williams Contracting, if you're out there and you're saying, I got to build a school, I got to build a jail annex, man, who doesn't want to? Chup, do we have any listeners that don't want to add a jail annex?
It's been on my personal goals list for a year, ever since I was a teenager.
The only issue I have with this show sponsor is I have a hard time saying the name. It's very hard to say it. Williams.
Why are you saying like
Williams
that?
Contracting?
Why?
Williams. Chup, can you say? I'm struggling. It's Williams Contracting.
Yeah, it's really easy. It's why am I saying it like that? Williams Contracting. All right, these guys' website is will-con.com. That's willcon.com. Phone number is 918-682-5511. Again, 918-682-5811. And these guys, they're no brainer here that they're offering to the people is they're going to get a owner a realistic budget.
To the people,
budget.
To our
the people,
Chup.
Power
Come on
to
now.
The people. They're going to give owners a realistic budget within 3 days. Okay, they're going to give you a realistic budget.
If you've been trying to build, if you've been trying to build that building for your business, like I mean, if you're out there and you go, I got to add on a jail annex onto my building.
Yeah, man, we got the jail
or to your church. If you have a church, you want to add on and add a jail annex onto your church.
Buy one jail annex, get one free month.
No, it's not.
It's not that.
But they're going to give you a free quote, and all you got to do, they're going to give you a quote a realistic budget within like we said,
3 days.
3 days.
3 days.
But you got to fill out the form during today's broadcast. If you do it, then we're going to give you a free copy of my book, Thrive. And their phone number again is 918-682-5511. 918-682-5511. Add an annex onto your jail with will-con.
And just to let you know what these guys do, their goal is to exceed the owner's expectations from start to finish, okay? So if you are out there and you're looking to build a new building, you got to get a hold of them. www.will-con.com. Will-con.com. 918-682-5511 for your jail annex today.
Are you saying this excludes anybody out there that wants to add on a shoddy constructed jail annex? Okay. Now we're talking about how to hire people. Chup, I'll try to keep it together.
Yeah,
the next question from the Thriver is, if you get an hourly base pay and then bonuses based on the work, do you have to pay overtime? Yes. If you put someone on a salary, then you can pay them a salary. They're agreeing to work as many hours as it takes to get it done. But if you pay somebody hourly and they work overtime, you have to pay them overtime because there are laws that do that.
True.
And so you might want to put the person at salary with a bonus where you pay them bonus per thing they get done. That's how that works. It says, when we hire a new employee, what are the logistics needed? I feel like we covered that. The next question is, what software should we use? I believe I covered that. You want to use paycom.com or Paychex. Hire them to do the payroll tax deductions for you. It's just a better way to go. Now, Thrive Nation, we want to serve you. We want to help you. We want to help you grow your business. And occasionally, we try to bring on real clients, real business owners onto the shows. So that way, you can hear them and meet real people just like you who have gone from the bottom to the top, or from the middle to the top. So I want to ask you this, Adam. Final question for you as you're growing Tip Top Canine Owosso. Did you ever think that you would be making this much money in a work week? Did you ever think you'd be making as much money as you're making now?
No, not at all. Not even close.
How does it feel now owning your own business? Does it feel surreal? How does it feel to own your own business?
It feels really great. One thing I've noticed that I do when I go to Quick Trip or I see all the other guys, you know, they're obviously working for somebody else. It's like, man, I remember doing that.
Oh, man, that was me once.
Yeah.
So do you kind of want to pinch yourself? I mean, does it seem like a surreal experience?
Yeah, definitely.
Don't go pinch them. Don't want to go pinch those guys, but...
Check them out. It's Tip Top Canine, tiptopcanine.com. Check them out. You can schedule your $1 first training today at Tip Top Canine. Adam, thanks for being on the show. We always want to end this show with a boom. But first, everybody go to thrivetimeshow.com for the podcasts, the one-on-one coaching, the conferences, the video library. It's all there, thrivetimeshow.com. Now, without any further ado, three, two, one, boom!